have a complete update for you in just a few minutes.
Thank you, Richard, and a very special in-studio guest.
Yes, his neck is sunburned, though. And the sun hasn't been out in days. What's with Jeff Foxworthy here?
Oh, I am guilty of one or two of these. You're referring to the redneck stuff, I assume.
Yeah, I should say so. That's your life.
I walk through airports now and people are like, hey, it's the redneck guy.
But are you really?
Yeah.
You're redneck.
Yeah, I've done a few of these. See, my theory, Kathy, there's full-time and part-time rednecks. Yeah. We're all guilty of some of those. And then there's some of us that have dedicated our lives to this. So there's some people that probably don't get these books.
I went out and actually paid good money for these a couple of years ago. I love your redneck books, and you've got a whole slew of them at the bookstore.
There's, how many books? There are five books now. The mm-hmm. four of them are redneck books. The brand new one is called You're Not a Kid Anymore. It's mm-hmm. Kind of the same format, but one of these ways to tell you're not quite as young as you used to be.
So. I like the one that Hick is Chick.
Hick is Chick is a great book. The etiquette book for rednecks. but these, there's like three in the redneck vein. And I started out, I wrote five of these for a club, and now there's 800 of them.
We'll talk to Jeff Foxworthy right after this.
On Nashville 95.
Well, I thought I had a rotten Christmas vacation with my family until I talked to Jeff Foxworthy, and I think he's had the ultimate.
you started to tell me about going on the trip with your family.
Eight
skiing.
Of us in a van.
I took 13 people in my family to Hawaii this
Whoa.
Summer. I thought it would be the vacation of a lifetime, and it just ended up being the Clampets go to Maui. Because you get my family together, there is an empty Kmart somewhere. They show up at the airport, they're using coolers and grocery bags for luggage.
No. You know.
Guy kept like, which one's yours, the Samsonite? She's like, no, sir, we got the igloo with the duct tape on it and the five Piggly Wiggly bags right there. And
they saw you coming. So did they, like, do the whole thing with the luau's and the lays and all that?
The only family to bring ketchup to the luau. Thank you, Lee. They just don't go out much.
Did they try to surf or anything?
The funny thing, they don't try to be funny. They're just, like on the plane ride going over there, the movie on the plane was Homeward Bound. The Incredible Journey.
Yeah.
5 minutes into the movie, my brother turned to me and go, you know that ain't them dog's real voice. Then my sister got mad. Well, thanks for spoiling it for everybody else.
I think we need to bring your family in here getting jobs.
They stole everything from the hotel. It was embarrassing. It was. You get out of the shower, you're drying off with toilet paper because they have the towels in the Piggly Wiggly bags. And one day, one of the maids made the mistake of going to lunch and leaving her cart out in the hall.
They
were on that
like
a pack of dogs on a three-legged cat, man. They picked it clean. I asked my brother later, I said, what are you going to do with 180 shower cats? He said, Christmas presents. Then his wife got mad. Well, thanks for spoiling it for everybody else.
We're going to have more with Jeff Foxworthy in just a minute. Stay close.